Okay, lesson 40. Lesson 40, we're going to learn about the imperative, headed tuta poieson. So section 1, two sets of verbs, A and B, each with a couple of examples. We're told to compare the following. A, epen auto, tuta poie. Epen auto, tuta poie. He said to him, do this. And there the imperative is poie. It's a second singular present imperative of poieo. Notice its ending is a. And then a second example, epen aute aire tus lithus. Epen aute aire tus lithus. He said to her, pick up the stones. Aire there, second person, singular, present, imperative. Then two examples in the plural. Epen autois, tuta poiete. Epen autois, tuta poiete. He said to them, do this. Poiete there, second person, plural, present, imperative. And then feminine plural, epen autais, airete tus lithus. Epen autais, airete tus lithus. He said to them, pick up the stones. Airete there being second plural, present imperative. Poieo is just a fairly standard verb. Airo, to bear, we found was one of the ones that takes an abbreviated stem in the aorist. That's why that example is being used here. Section B, we have a second type of imperative, and these are aorist imperatives formed on the aorist stem. So B, epen auto tuta poieson. Epen auto tuta poieson. He said to him, do this. This is still second singular, but now an aorist imperative instead of a present imperative. So notice present imperative, poie, formed off the present stem, which is poie. And now for the aorist, formed off the aorist stem, poies. Remember, for regular aorist stem, take the present stem, add on a sigma. So we'd have poie, poies. In this case, lengthening of the vowel before it. And then the second singular ending, in this case, on. Over on the right-hand side, epen aute aron ton lithon. Epen aute aron ton lithon. He said to her, pick up the stone. Now, for the verb airo, its aorist stem is abbreviated. The present stem is ir. The aorist stem is r. Remember these three different ways of forming the aorist stem. One is adding a sigma to the end. Second is an abbreviated stem. And the third is where there's a completely different stem. So this is one where the stem is abbreviated. It's lost an iota. So that's a second singular aorist imperative. And then the last line gives us plural aorist imperatives. Epen autois tuta poiesate. Epen autois tuta poiesate. He said to them, do this. Poiesate, second plural aorist imperative. Notice that sigma there, giving us an aorist stem. And then epen autais arete ton lithon. Epen autais arete ton lithon. He said to them, pick up the stone. Arete there, second plural aorist imperative with an abbreviated stem. So in A, the commands expressed by poie, poiete, aire, and airete are commands to do actions that are repeated, done more than once. Poie, poiete, aire, and airete are present imperative. So remember we have this distinction between the present stem and the aorist stem. Present stem expresses continuing, ongoing action. And then in B, the commands expressed by poieson, poiesete, aron, and arete are commands to do a single action. They are aorist imperatives. So aorist then expressing an action viewed as just a single entity without any ongoing sense to it. So Greek has these two imperatives, present imperative and aorist imperative. There are actually four perfect imperatives in the New Testament, but you don't need to concern yourself about them. They're sufficiently rare. You can pretend they don't exist.
And you're saying sigma connotes eris, but sigma also connotes future.
Yep. Well, here, what would the eta would tell you? The eta would tell you, and also the ending. So on, as is the singular ending, you wouldn't get that as a future ending. Okay. But the stem vowel has lengthened there from an epsilon to an eta. And then you can't confuse it with an aorist, because then there would be an epsilon on the front as the tense marker, the time marker. Okay. You're right, a regular aorist. Okay, let me read. In Luke 22:19, Jesus says, "Tuta poiete esten emein anamnesin. Tuta poiete esten emein anamnesin. Do this in remembrance of me," where poiete is a present imperative. So do this repeatedly in an ongoing way. So we might translate it, keep on doing this. Whereas in John 2:5, we read, "Hote an lege humen poiesete." Hote an lege humen poiesete. Whatever he says to you, do. And there, poiesete is a aorist imperative, expressing a with no reference to repetition or continual action. It's just we might think of being plain vanilla punctiliar reference to that action. Now for the endings, the singular endings, we see we had poie, aire, and then in the aorist, poieson and aron. So in that, the aorist endings for the singular are both and an on, which looks suspiciously like a first singular or third plural imperfect ending, but here is a present as an aorist singular aorist imperative. In the present imperative, one ends in a, that's a poie, and the other ends in simply epsilon. There is a confusing variety of endings for second singular imperatives, unfortunately. But for the plural, we have ete and ate, basically tau epsilon as the ending, and that's regular for all plural imperatives. And that's an ending that you've seen normally associated with the second plural for all regular verbs. So that shouldn't be too confusing. The singular imperatives are a little tricky because they have a variety of endings, unfortunately. Okay, bottom of the page, we're given two more examples contrasting an aorist. Luke 11:3, ton arton hemon, ton epiusion didu hemin ta kathemeran. Ton arton hemon, ton epiusion, didu hemin, ta kath hemeran. So, ton arton hemon, our bread, ton epiusion, the daily one, the stuff for each day. Didu is present imperative. Remember from didomi, where did is the present stem. Himin to us, tokath himeran each day. So keep giving us our daily bread each day. And since it's a request for each day, it's we want God to keep on giving it. Whereas in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:11, Jesus says, ton arton himon ton epiusion das himin semeron. Ton arton himon ton epiusion das himin semeron. Ton arton himon, our bread, ton epiusion, for each day. And then das, now an aorist imperative. Remember the aorist stem of didomi is da. So did for the present stem, da for the abbreviated stem for the aorist. Give to us daily, or semeron, today. So here just viewed as that giving as a one-time thing because it relates to today as opposed to Luke's account, which relates to each day. And so it's an ongoing thing. Okay, so good contrast there between the two imperatives. Then we have a note that in Greek the imperative is used for both commands and for requests. For us, we think it's impolite if you used a command for a request, but there's nothing impolite about it in Greek, so you just have to, if you're translating it, you'd have to use context to tell you whether it's a command or a request. And if you conclude from the context that it's a request, you'd have to find some way of rendering that in English in a bit more of a polite manner. So to our ear, it might sound a little abrupt and impolite. So in John 4:16, phoneson ton andra su kai elthe enthade. Phoneson ton andra su kai elthe enthade. Phoneson. Aorist imperative for singular. Notice the sigma there, and that on ending. Call, summon from phoneo, ton andra su, your husband, and come here, elthe. Aorist imperative of erkamai with that stem elf. And singular imperative there indicated by epsilon ending, similar to ire that we had on the previous page. And so this is to the woman at the well. Previous verse, she says, kurie das moi tuta ta hudor. Kurie das moi tuta ta hudor. Kurie, sir or lord, das. Aorist imperative, give me water, give me this water. And she's making a request there, presumably, so we could soften that up a little bit, rendering it into English, and turn it from a command into a request. Please give me. And then a few verses before that, he says to her, das moi pain, das moi pain. Give me to drink, pain, the infinitive of pino, to drink, aorist imperative, and then an aorist infinitive. And likewise, we could turn that from a command into a request. Okay, so that's the introduction to the imperative, a command or a request addressed in the second person. Singular or plural. We're going to see later that there are also third-person commands, which we don't have in English. Okay, section 2, some vocabulary. Hode, hode, meaning here. Eke, eke there. And ekethen, from there. Ekethen, from there. Parao. Parao, I see, and it's used as an imperative in horete me or blepete me. Horete me and vlepete me. Those are both plural imperatives, present imperatives, with negated with me. See that you do not, and beware lest, are both used for sort of solemn commands to watch out for, that you don't do something or something not happen. Ide. Ide is in form, it's an imperative, it's really come to be a word on its own right, meaning look or behold, used to attract attention. Picks up from a Hebrew equivalent used a lot in the Old Testament. Heoton, himself, what we call a reflexive pronoun. Heoton, and that's in the third masculine singular. Then we have the first person, emauton, myself, seauton, seauton, yourself for second singular, eautus, themselves, ourselves, yourselves for the plural. Okay, that's reflexive pronoun. Allelus, each other or one another, coming from allos. Allos, the adjective meaning other or another. Chairo, I rejoice, I greet. Lian ekaren, I rejoiced greatly. Ekaren there, imperfect. And then in the imperative, present imperative, chairete, written, it's an imperative, so it would be something like rejoice, but it gets used just as a general greeting, really is, so it's become just a way of saying hello, greetings, rejoice. It would be how that one of the ways today you would greet somebody. Greet. Hekara means the joy, as distinguished from charis, which means grace or undeserved love. Both then getting used for girls' names today. Pharaoh, I bear, I carry, I bring. And then in the aorist has a completely different stem. The aorist infinitive is anenkai, to bring. Prospero, so adding on, prefixing the preposition pros, means I carry towards somebody, then in the meaning that I offer. And pros enenken, he offered, there as an aorist, third singular. Hey metanoia, meaning repentance, turning from sin to God. That's the noun, feminine noun, and the verb is metanoeo, I repent, I change my attitude. And then Dobson gives us a paragraph here about that pair of words. So meta, as a preposition, means change, or indicates change here. Noia indicates the attitude of mind. So nous is the Greek word for mind. So we have so in metanoia and metoneo, the emphasis is on change of attitude and action, on turning from a life centered on self to a life centered on God. In the English word repentance, there is more of an emphasis on sorrow for past wrong. And in the Latin penitentia, there is more emphasis on punishment for wrongdoing. So penitentia lies behind repentance. And this caused great problems because by having repentance or metanoia translated with penitentia, which then has this indication on sorrow for past wrong and then on doing penance, that colored the understanding of the church for 1,000 years. And one of the things that sparked the Reformation was when Luther finally had available to him a Greek New Testament, thanks to Erasmus. And he went back and found that this whole idea of penitentia was the wrong understanding of repentance. And that was one of the instigating moments that led to the Reformation. So, while metanoia and repentance both suggest a combination of sorrow for sin and turning from it, the emphasis in metanoia is more on the change or turning. Which then fits in with the Hebrew idea of where repentance is expressed by shuv, which means to turn around and go back the other way. So you realize you're heading in the wrong direction and you turn around. It's this complete about turn. So we've learned meta, meaning with. We had that 39, section 9, meta with the genitive, there, meaning with. And we also had meta with the accusative, meaning after or behind. Here, this is meta, meta as a preposition added to as a prefix to a verb. The best way of thinking of this is a metamorphosis. Right, so morpho refers to form, morphe, morphology, things like that. Morphe is form, and meta indicates change. To metamorphose is to change form, like a caterpillar into a butterfly, things like that. Metabolism would be another English word indicating change. Okay, section 3, a few sentences to translate. Lego tuto, elthe hode, kai erketai, kai allo poruthati, eke kai poruetai, kai allo, en enke tuta kai fere, kai to dulo mu poieson tuta kai poie. Lego tuto, elthe hode kai erketai kai allo poruthati eke kai poruetai kai allo enenke tuta kai fere kai to dulo mu poieson tuta kai poie. So lego tuto, I say to this one, this man. Elthe hode, so elthe there, second singular aorist imperative, notice the aoristem, elf, and epsilon as its ending, so that's the ending we've seen for other aorist imperatives where the aorist is either a different stem or an abbreviated stem. So come here, expressed just as a punctiliar one-time command. Kai erketai, and he comes. So now we have then the present indicative of the same verb. So 251. Kai allo, and to another, I to another man, I say, understood. Poruthati eke, go there. This is from peruamai, I go. And so in this case, peruamai has the form of a middle. Notice there we've got a theta in there. Perutheti. So this is a middle imperative, middle aorist imperative. Perutheti eke, go there. Kai peruetai, and he goes. The present indicative of the same stem, peruamai. Kai allo, and to another. Enenke tuta, enenke, aorist imperative from fero, notice a completely different stem, and again epsilon as the ending for it, singular imperative. Enenke tuta, bring this, kai fere, and he brings it, again present indicative. Kai to to dulo mu, and to my slave, poieson tuta, do this, poieson there, erist. Imperative of just a regular standard verb that takes a sigma for its aorist stem, kai poie, and he does it. So in that little sentence, we've got four aorist imperatives, each followed by its present indicative of the same verb. And the four aorist imperatives all cover all, basically, all the different forms there. Right. So the first one, elthe. That's for where the aorist stem is formed from a completely different stem from the present. So the present stem is erk, aorist stem there is elf, and singular imperative ends with epsilon. Next one is from peruamai, where we have a middle verb, if you can remember those omai endings, and middle and passive will then take a theta in there. So we have parutheti, theta eta there indicating aorist. And here the ending is te for the singular imperative. Next we have anenke, another aorist, a verb where the aorist is a completely different stem from phero, so similar to elfe. And then finally, poieson, poieson from a regular verb where the aorist stem is indicated by a sigma. And the ending for that, for the singular imperative, is on. So notice we've got three different types of three different endings, e, te, and on. And then on the beginning we also saw, I guess that's it. So we get this, unfortunately we get this variety of endings for the singular imperative. Fortunately, we don't for the plural. Okay. Number two, kairete en kurio kai agapate alelus, kathos epen hemen, agapate alelus, kathos ego egapesa humas, kai agapomen tus ekthrus hemon, gegraptai gar, horate me tis kakon anti kaku tini apodo. Kairete en kurio, kai agapate alelus, kathos epen hemin, agapate alelus, kathos ego egapesa humas, kai agapomen tus ekthrus hemon, gegraptai gar horate metis kakon ante kaku tini apodo. So kairete, plural imperative present of kairo, so rejoice in the Lord. Agapate, love each other, another plural imperative from agapao. Again, the te is the standard ending for plural imperative. Alelus, one another, there as a accusative, giving the direct object. Kathos epen hemen, as he said to us. Agapate, alelus, love one another, same thing. Kathos ego egapesa humas, as I have loved you. Egapesa, aorist there, and agapomen, and let us love. So agapomen there, notice the omega, the omicron is lengthened to an omega, and so instead of we love, it's let us love. This is a a wish expressed to yourself, a command, think of it as a command expressed in the first person. Let us love tus ekthrus, our enemies, ekthrus there. Gegraptai gar, for it is written, gegraptai there, perfect. Horate me, so watch out lest or see lest. see that you do not tis kakon anti kaku tini apodo. Watch lest, or see that, and the subject is tis, that one does not apodo, give back. So didymi is to give, apodidymi is to give back. Here apodo, erist. He does not give back. Here is a subjunctive. Kakon anti kaku, evil against evil, or evil in the place of evil, tini to someone. Okay. So horate me there. Watch that this not happen. Beware lest this happen. See that this doesn't happen. Number three, epen simoni, hupage haliuen kai ton anabanta proton ikthun enenke hode hina phagomen. Epen simoni, hupage haliuen kai ton anabanta proton ikthun enenke hode hina phagomen. Epen simoni, he said to Simon, hupage, up, or get up, rise up, eliuain, to fish. Eliuain, we recognize that begins hal, which is a word for salt. So halophytic plants are plants that can tolerate salt water. Halides are in chemistry or salts. So haliuain is to fish in, here is a, originally meant that, yeah, here, presumably he's actually going out on the Sea of Galilee, which would be freshwater, but, go to fish, so hupage is rise up, get up and do this. Kaiton anabanta proton ikthun, and the first fish, anabanta, rising up, coming up. Enenke hode, bring here. So enenke, imperative, aorist imperative of Pharaoh. Hina phagomen, purpose clause, so that we may eat. Phagomen, subjunctive after hina. Number four, eon tinis humin eposin hide, ide hode ha Christos e. Ide eke me pistuete alla epate autois metanoiete kai pistuete ento euangelio. Ean tinis humen eposin, ide hode ha Christos e, ide eke me pistuete alla epate autois metanoiete kai pistuete ento euangelio. Ean tinis humen eposin, if any people say to you, so eposin, subjunctive, third plural, notice the omega, which is lengthened from omicron upsilon, eposin. Ide, behold, look, hode ha Christos, a, here is the Messiah. A, meaning or, ide eke, look, there he is. Me pistuete, do not believe. Remember, so pistuete, the imperative is negated with me. That will be covered more fully in the next lesson for prohibitions. So negated imperative with me, not with u. Alla epate autois, but say to them, so epate, plural imperative. The te ending is plural. Metanoiete, repent. Present imperative, plural, indicated by te. Kai pistuete, again, plural, present imperative, in the gospel. So repent and believe in the gospel. Okay, all clear on that? So those have all been imperatives in the second person. That's what we normally think of imperative is, a command expressed to you, singular or plural. Section 4, we now encounter an imperative in the third person. And we don't have this in English. So we have to sort of work way and find ways of expressing it. So we have akalutheto. Akalutheto. He must follow or let him follow. It's a command expressed not to the person you're talking to, but to a third person. It's a command that he has to do. Akalutheto is singular. And akalutheto-san is the plural. Akalutheto-san. They must follow. And then we have arato. Arato, he must pick up, he must bear or carry. Present third person singular imperative. And elthato. Elthato, he must come, he let him come from Urkamai. So with the stem elf, that has to be an aorist imperative. Third singular again. Notice that for the singular imperatives, they end with with to, tau, omega. That's distinctive for and standard for all third-person singular imperatives. And then the one plural imperative in there, akalutheto-san, its ending is to-san, and that's a standard ending for all active voice. And then for aorist and passive, it'll be thosan, there'll be a theta will work its way in there, but that won't surprise you. We've seen that. Okay? So fortunately, these third singular imperatives are, third person imperatives are regular in both singular and plural. So number one, we have some examples. Apen alto, akaluthe moi. Apen alto, akaluthe moi. He said to him, akaluthe, follow me. So that's a regular second singular present imperative. Jesus is directly talking to the one to whom he gives this command. Versus apen altois, akaluthetō moi. Apen altois, akaluthetō moi. He said to them, he must follow me, or we might translate it, let him follow me. Except it's the implication is a little stronger than just let him follow me. He must follow me. It's hard for us to express that in English because we don't really do this in English, talking to you with a command for somebody else to do. Number two, a theles, opiso mu elthane, aron ton stauron su. A theles, opiso mu elthane, aron ton stauron su. A, so if theles, you wish, you desire, you want, opiso mu, after me, elthane, aorist infinitive, to come after me. If you want to come after me, aron, aorist imperative, singular, that on ending there, singular aorist imperative, abbreviated stem, take up, lift up your cross. Or another way of expressing this, in B, a tis thele opiso mu elthane arato ton stauron autu. A tis thele opiso mu elthane arato ton stauron autu. Now we have this, if anyone wishes to follow me, so tis, anyone, indefinite pronoun there, then now Jesus is referring to somebody in the third person, arato, let him take up. So aorist imperative now with to as the ending, singular third person imperative. Let him take up his cross. With that let him being a command, so he must take up his cross being a good way of translating that. So in 1a and 2a, the speaker addresses a command directly to the person he wishes to obey it. That's the second person imperative. In 1b and 2b, the same action is required, but the person who is to do it is not spoken to directly. So the command is given in the third person. And then we have also a difference here between the present imperative and the aorist imperative. In 1b, akalotheto is in the present tense, because the action of following is an action that's to be continued, whereas in 2b, arato is in the aorist, because the action of picking up is a single action. I think there I prefer actually we not even use the sense word tense. We say they're in a present aspect and an aorist aspect, or just they're in the present and the aorist. Tense implies, to our way of thinking, implies time, and there isn't any idea of time indicated there. In English, we do not have a verbal form exactly similar to akalotheto, so in translating we use he must follow or let him follow. Problem with let him follow is we can think, oh, that's just permission is being given to follow it, so just a permissive. Well, no, it's a lot stronger than that. It really is a command. Hebrew does the same thing, starting right in Genesis 1:3, when God says, let there be light, and that is a there for Hebrew we call a jussif, and it's a fiat. Fiat is the Latin word for let it be. And how is fiat used in English today, other than for the Italian car? the English word fiat. So a fiat is an edict that somebody in command, it isn't exactly a voluntary thing. It's not giving permission to do something. It's a command. It's a ruling to do something. Okay, so in Mark 13:15, we have ha epi tu domatos me katabato me de eselfato te arai ektes oikias autu. Ha epi tu domatos me katabato me de eselfato te arai ektes oikias autu. Ha epi tu domatos, the man on the roof, the one on the roof, me katabato, let him not go down, or he must not go down. So kataba, is that? It's an aorist stem of katabaino, to go down. The toe ending, it's got to be third singular imperative. So we have a third singular imperative, aorist. He must not go down. Mede, nor, eselfato, he must not go in. Again, aorist. Third singular imperative, here of asorkamai. Te arai, now we have an aorist infinitive, arai, from airo, to take, to bear, to carry te, anything, ektes oikias autu, out of his house. Okay. But in Mark 15:32, we read, Ha Christos, ha Basileus, Israel, katabato, nun apotu staru. Ha Christos, ha Basileus, Israel, katabato, nun apotu staru. Let the Messiah, or the Christ, the King of Israel, katabato, let him come down, or must come down, nun now, apotu staro, from the cross. So we can translate let him come down, but you know, when we use let in this way, it does not mean allow, because let has several meanings in English. A translator must often avoid it, so the meaning is not ambiguous. So you'd have to translate that in such a way that you're not implying that the onlookers are giving Jesus permission to come down from the cross, that they're sort of it's a bit stronger than that. So here are some other ways of translating these third person imperatives. Epitrophon auto apelthein. Epitrepson auto apelthein. Epitrepson auto apelthein. Let him go away. We can take that as give him permission to go away. From epitrepho. One of the ways of, epitrepson. Next one, aphes auton apelthein. Aphes auton apelthein. Let him go away. Here, allowing him, bearing him to go away, forbearing him to go away. It's this idea that we would have in English of forbearing him to go away. And apelthato. Apelthato, let him go away, or he must go away, there as the third singular imperative. So three different ways, really, of expressing the same thing, whereas Dobson notes the second translation in each makes the meaning clearer and better conveys the sense of it. Okay, section 5. We have some sentences to translate. Five of them. Number one, etis thele akaluthein moi metanoieto kai elthato prasme kai aparnesato heauton kai arato ton stauron kai ferreto auton opisomu. Etis thele akaluthein moi metanoieto kai elthato prosme kai aparnestasto heauton kai arato ton stauron kai ferreto auton opiso mu. Etis, if anyone, fele wishes, akaluthein, to follow, so imperative of akalutheo, present imperative. Metanoieto, now we have, so the to is a third singular imperative. Let him repent, or he must repent. And elphato, and follow, or and come, sorry, from erkamai, aorist imperative, third singular. Kai aparnesastho, and he must deny himself. Now that's a middle there. The previous ones have been active voice. This is a middle voice, and so a theta works its way in there. So instead of to as the ending, we have stho, sigma, theta, omega. Must deny heauton, reflexive pronoun, himself, and arato, and he must take up his cross, and ferreto, and carry it, bear it after me, behind me. So four, five. Five third singular imperatives in there. Yeah. Epitrepson. So epitrepson is a second singular imperative. So on ending there is one of the possible second singular imperative endings. So epitrepson auto. Permit him, so that's a command issued to somebody. You permit him, apelthein, to go away. You permit him to go away. Aphes, that also is a second person singular from aphiemi.
auton, allow him, apelthen, to go away. And then now a much simpler way of saying it is just to have it as a third singular imperative. He must go away. Apelthato. Okay, number two. Epen moi, elthe pros me, lian ekaren hate tutus, tus logus, ekusa kai elthon pros auton, kai elthon huron charan megalen en auto. Epen moi, elthe pros me, lian ekaren hate tutus, tus logus, ekusa kai elthon pros auton, kai elthon huron charan megalen en auto. He said to me, elthe, come to me. So elthe there, second singular imperative, aorist imperative. You come to me. Lian ekaren. So ekaren, I was glad. Lian sort of intensifies it. Hote tutus tus logus ekusa, when I heard these words. Ekusa eris there. Kai elthon pros auton, and I came to him. Elthon, having come. So eris, and now it's a participle. Eris participle of Erkamai. Huron, I found charan megalen, great joy, en auto, in him or through him. Elthe there, the second singular imperative. Number three, epen to lepro, hupage eston oikon, su, kai hora medeni, meden epes. Epen to lepro, hupage eston oikon, su, kai hora medeni, meden epes. Epen to lepro, he said to the leper, hupage, up, eston oikon su, up to your home. So we would have to translate that, get up and go to your home. Kai hora me, remember hora me, here, hora, and then we have both medeni and meden. And then the verb is epes, second singular subjunctive, notice that iota. Eta iota subscript, indicating second singular subjunctive here, that you say, medeni meden, nothing to anybody. So the meden is the nothing, that's accusative, and medeni is dative to anyone. So you remember we had uden as nothing, so meden also means nothing, in a case where me is required rather than u. Number four, prosenenken heauton to theo hina hemas sose ektes hamartias kai hina hemes hagioi omen kai agapomen allelus. Prosenenken heauton to theo hina hemas sose ektes hamartias kai hina hemes hagioi omen kai agapomen allelus. Prosenenken, remember we had prospero, I offer to, I bring to, in the sense of I offer, here an aorist. He offered himself to God, heauton, reflexive pronoun. And then we have a hina clause. Hina with a subjunctive. The subjunctive is sose there. Notice that eta with the iota subscript. That he might save us. So aorist subjunctive. Ektes hamartias, from our sin, from sin. And another hina clause with the verb being omen. So first plural of ami, that we might be holy. And then we have humes, hemes added in as for emphasis. We might be holy. And agapomen, So this is carrying on that second hina clause, and we might love one another. Agapomen there, the omega indicating it's a subjunctive. So instead of agapomen, agapomen. And finally, number 5, hopu ego hupago oidate ten hodon lege auto thomas kurie uk oidamen pu hupages pos oidamen ten hodon lege auto ho Jesus ego emi he hodos kai he eleithia kai he zoe udes erketai proston patera e me deemu. Hopu ego hupago oidete tein hodon, lege auto thomas, kurie uk oidamen pu hupages, pos oidamen tein hodon, lege auto ho Jesus, ego emi he hodos, kai he aletheia, kai he zoe, udes erketai pros ton patera, e me deemu. Hopu ego hupago oidete ten hodon. Where I am going, you know the way. Where I go, you know the way. Lege auto Thomas. Thomas said to him, Kyrie, Lord or Sir, uk oidamen, we do not know. Pu hupages, where you go. Pos, so how, oidamen, ten hodon, how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, ego emi, I am the way and the truth and the life. Udes, no one, comes to the Father, eme de emu. Here, eme expresses an exception, except through me, think out of if not through me. Okay, over the page we have a reading from Revelation 22, in which we will get some, if I recall rightly, some third person imperatives. But take a break before that. Turn to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verses 8 through 11 and 17, bottom of page 678. Kago Ioannes ha akuon kai blepon tauta kai hote ekusa kai eblepsa epesa proskinesai en prosthen ton podon tu angelu tu deknuontos moi tauta kai lege moi ora me sundula su emi kai ton adelphon su ton propheton kai ton terunton tus logus, tus bibliu tutu. To theo proskuneson, kai lege moi, me sphragises, tus logus, tes propheteas, tu bibliu tutu, hakairas gar engus esten. Ha adekon adekesato, eti, kai ha ruparas, rupantheto, eti, kai ha dikaios de kaiosunen poiesato eti, kai ha hagios agiastheto eti. And then verse 17, kai ta pnuma kai he numphe legusen urku, kai ha akuon epato urku, kai ha dipson erkestho ha felon labeto hudor zoes dorean. Okay, together, verse 8. Kago Ioannes ha akuon kai blepon tauta kai hote ekusa kai eblepsa epesa proskinesai emprosthen ton podon tu angelu tu deknuontos moi tauta kai lege moi hora me sundulos su emi kai ton adelphon su ton propheton kai ton terunton tus logus tu bibliu tutu to theo proskuneson kai lege moi me sphrageseis tous logus tes propheteas tu bibliou tutu. Ha kairos gar engus esten. Ha adikon adikesato heti eti kai ha reparos repantheto eti kai ha dikaios dikaiosunen hoiesato eti kai ha hagios agiastheto eti. Verse 17. Kai ta pneuma kai he numphe legusin urku kai ha akuon epato urku kai ha dipson urkestho ha felon labeto pudor zoes dorean. Okay, let's see what sense you can make of that. A bit of help from the vocabulary. Verse 8, kago Ioannes. You remember kago? Kago. It's a contraction of kai ego. So kago and I, John, ha akuon kai blepon tauta. Okay, the one hearing and seeing tauta, these things. Tauta is neuter plural, these things. Well, what are these things? It's all the things, actually, of the whole book, ever since chapter 1, verse 10. And we're told in verse 6 that Jesus had sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. So that's what he is now seeing, all these visions. Kai hote ekusa, kai eblepsa. Okay, and when I had heard and seen, they're both ekusa and eblepsa, they're both aorists. Epesa, proskinesai, emprosthen, ton podon, tu angelu, tu dek nuantos moi tauta. So, epesa, I fell. Right, Dobson gives us that. So, aorist of pipto, I fall, epesa. Proskinesai, to worship. So aorist infinitive there. Emprosthen ton podon. Remember emprosthen? In front of his, before his feet. To angelou, before the feet of the angel. To deknuantos moi tauta. And Dobson tells us, deknumi is I show, I reveal. So here we have deknuantos. It's a participle. It's to deknuantos, so it's got an article with it. And that it's a genitive. Okay, so it's the angel showing me these things. So I fell to worship at the feet of the angel. Which angel? It's the angel showing me these things. Deknuantos, a present participle. Kai lege moi, he said to me, hora me. Okay, see not. I see that you don't do it. So it's a way of expressing the prohibition. Don't do that. See that you don't do that. See not. Sundulas su Amy. I am your fellow servant. So that's the idea of the sun in front of dulas. So dulas would be dulasu. I am your servant, but sundulas, I am a servant with. And New Testament does this quite a bit with nouns. It puts sun on the front to indicate that you are a fellow servant, fellow something. So I am your fellow servant, kai ton adelphon su, and of your brothers. So I am the fellow servant of you and your brothers, ton propheton, prophets, kai ton terunton, tus logos, tu bibliu, tutu. Terunton, tereo means I keep, I guard, I watch, I care. So what form do we have here? Ton terunton. Okay, it's a genitive plural. It's a participle. We've got an article with it. Ton terunton, present participle, genitive plural. So it'd be the ones keeping. Tus logos, tu bibliu, tutu. Of this book. Yeah. So, I am a fellow servant of you and of your brothers. And who are them? They are the prophets and those keeping the words of this book. Now, at the very beginning of the book, chapter 1, verse 3, a blessing is pronounced on the one who reads and the one who hears and keeps the words of this book. And then various points through it, we have this commendation of those who keep the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And so it's really those who keep the words of this book are also those who hear and heed the word of this prophecy. So the prophets are those through whom God is speaking to his church, and then the hearers are those who are keeping what they say. To Theo proskuneson. Worship God. So proskuneson, what form? Imperative. Okay. It's a singular imperative. Aorist or present? So what's that sigma doing there? Aorist. So it's aorist. Proskuneo is the verb. The present imperative would be proskune. And proskuneson with a sigma there, and then on ending, that's aorist imperative. So worship God. Kai lege moi, he said to me. Actually, I should point out, so this is the second time that John mistakenly falls down in front of the angel, showing him this, and the angel has to say, worship God. He does it also in chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. And he said to me, meis phragiseis, tus logos, tes propheteas, tu bibliu, tutu. And sphragizo, Dobson tells us, I seal or I seal up. Sphragiseis. So, seal up. In this case, may. Negated, do not seal up. So sphragiseis, we have may with a subjunctive indicated by the iota subscript. Do not seal up, tus logos, tes propheteas, tu bibliu, tutu. The words of the propheteas is the prophecy, it's not the prophets, it's the propheteia. The prophecy of this book. Hokairos gar engus esten. Engus, remember? No, angels angelos. Engus? Oh, right, Dobson gives us near. Engus is near. Hokairos gar engus esten. For the time is near. The time is near, the time for the fulfillment of everything. Okay. Verse 11, ha adikon adikesato eti. So alpha privative, negating the dik, negating the what is dikaios. So ha adikon, the one who does wrong. So a present nominative, masculine, singular, present participle. The one who does wrong, adikesato. That toe ending, so what does that toe ending look like? Third singular imperative. Okay. And aorist or present? The sigma. Sigma's there. The toe is the ending, whether it's present or aorist. The sigma is there, indicates it's an aorist. So, third singular aorist imperative, adikesato, let him do wrong. Eti? Eti, hoti would be for, eti is still. So let him still do wrong. So the one who does wrong, let him still do wrong, or we might say let him keep doing wrong. Kai ha ruparas, and ruparas we're told is dirty or filthy. Rupantheto eti. Yeah, so let the dirty or the impure still be impure, keep on being impure. Rupan theto, so we get the to ending, so third singular imperative, now with a the in there, indicating, so this case it's aorist middle from rupainomai. Kai ha dikaios, dikaiosunen poiesato eti. And the righteous. So what do you think dikaiosune is? If dikaios is righteous, the righteous dikaiosune. I have a guess at this. It's a righteousness. He dikaiosune, so righteousness. And poiesato, let him do. And the righteous, let him keep doing righteousness. Kai hoi ha hagios agias theto eti. Yeah. And the holy, let him keep being holy. Agias theto. Well, yeah, middle or passive, agias theto. So agiazo, active verb, here it's himself, let him still be holy himself. So that would be a sort of middle idea. It gets parsed here as a passive, agiazo. Let him keep being sanctified, keep being holy. Okay. Then down, so a string of four third singular imperatives there. And then down to verse 17. Kai ta pneuma. And the spirit. Kai he nymphe legusin. So nymphe, we're told, is the bride. So and the spirit and the bride, legusin, say, urku, come. Now, what form is that? Yeah, it's imperative. How do you know? It's from Urkamai, and this is another of these, just the second singular imperatives have irregular endings. They are regular, but there's a whole variety of them. There's about four different types of endings they could have. This is one of the forms that the ending can be, u. So that's what this urkamai takes, is urku, come. The plural imperatives are all regular, so it would be urkate. So just like karate and all the others. So urku, come. Kai ha akuon, the one hearing. Epato. Epato, he must say, let him say, or he must say. So ato, the to ending there, so here we have another third singular imperative. Urku, come. Kai hodipson, and dipsao, we're told, is I thirst, I'm thirsty. So hodipson, the one who is thirsty, so present participle. Urkestho, let him come. Yep, from urkamai. So urkamai then has a middle form, so instead of ending in to, it's tho, sigma, theta, omicron, let he must come. Hophelon, the one who is willing, who is desiring. Labeto, the footnote tells us, without looking at the footnote, so without looking at the footnote, any of you have a guess or work out what labeto is? What are the bits you see of it, and how would you go about distinguishing what's there? So it's imperative, what sort of imperative? Third singular, with that to ending. What's the stem? Lab. So what stem and from what verb is lab? Lambano. Okay. And is it the present or the aorist stem? It's the aorist stem from lambano. So it's it's an abbreviated stem. So put that together. Labeto. So how would you then parse that? You've got all the pieces. Okay. Third person, singular, aorist, imperative of lambano, and lambano means take or receive. So let him take or let him receive hudor zoes dorean. Dorean means freely or without payment, as a dora as gift, dorean as a gift. Hudor zoes, water of life, freely. Let him take the water of life freely. So labeto, you see, if you can take time. This is where you learn to recognize the bits. And when you recognize, okay, to, I know that's the third singular imperative ending, and lab, if you can identify that as being the aorist stem of lambano, and you put all that together, then you can work out. You might initially look at labeto and go, whatever can that possibly be? But it's learning to recognize these bits and break it down into the elements. And then you can put it together. And then as you do that more and more, then you'll more readily just be able on the fly to say, okay, lab, that's the aorist stem of lambano or paralab or whatever. And do it increasingly. But that's really the key to learning how to read through in Greek is recognize the bits, or at least enough to have a good educated guess. Okay, so the spirit and the bride say, "Come." The bride is the church in its sort of purified state, ready for the consummation, in its complete perfected state. The spirit in the book is basically God himself who is speaking through the church to get herself ready. And they're saying, come. So they're saying that to Jesus. So it's the bride saying to the bridegroom, come. And it's the spirit who is God himself at work in the church saying, come. The one who hears is the one who heeds the words of this whole book. Now the command is to him, let him say, the encouragement, let him say, come. I.e. the one who reads this book is to long for Jesus to come. And by so doing, he is going to be part of the church in her eschatological state. The one who is thirsty, let him come. Now it changes from the come being addressed to Jesus to now this coming being addressed in the third person to the one who is thirsty, who is hungering for God. And then the one who wishes, i.e. the one who is thirsty enough to actually have desire, let him then take of the water of life, and that's how his thirst will be quenched. And where is the water of life? Well, we're told about that in the beginning of the chapter. It's flowing out of the sanctuary of God. So it's a tremendous verse. All these imperatives in it. So we've got two second person imperatives, both erhu. We've got three third singular imperatives, epato, erkestho, labeto. So that's the imperative, second person imperatives and third person imperatives. So next week we'll look at lesson 41 and negative imperatives, so prohibitions.